All right, today is Strike Out the Violence Day, and Sonny Schwartz is with us, who we love dearly, part of the Junior Giants program that I work with, the Community Fund Board. But Sonny is a co-founder of Strike Out the Violence Day. It's the 17th annual today, and we're happy to have you on. I know you have a few minutes to spend with us before the big luncheon, which I can't go to today. And Esther Soler, a left-hander, I think, is throwing out the first pitch today. And she said that she's going to throw a strike, so let's see.
And she's going to make it to the plate as well.
Pull that mic up to you, Sonny. Pull that mic right
she's
up
She's going to make it to the plate.
What a pleasure to be with
She'll
you
She'll make
guys.
It to the plate at the luncheon. That's as far
Absolutely.
As the plate. Tell her I said that.
I will tell her.
All right, Sonny, but you're here today. Let everybody know how important today is and how all this came about.
First of all, thank you for having me on the show. It's so exciting to be here. It's nerve-wracking day as well as exciting. 17 years ago, Brian Sabian gave me a call. And he said, I'm a new general manager of the Giants. The Giants have 100% player and front office participation in community services. I heard about this violence prevention program that you and then Sheriff Michael
wow.
Hennessy started.
So Brian initiated that.
He called me up.
Interesting.
Thought it was a prank call because it was too good to be true to have baseball and social justice come together. But Brian did. He put his money where his mouth is. The Giants put their money where their mouth is 17 years ago. They wanted to figure out how they can help the epidemic of violence in our homes and in our community. So, with that,
but
I met...
part of that, well, there are things going on today that people can participate with. There's raffles and, you know, tell us about what's going on at the park today.
Well, today at the park, so 17 years ago, we started this over almost two decades. Over the years, we've blended a coalition of Futures Without Violence, probation officers, our Five Keys Charter School, and today we have La Casa de las Madres coming, selling raffle tickets to help battered women's shelters. And it's a modest donation for an amazing cause. So it's a rich coalition of community, professionals, business, everyone coming together to figure out how to stop violence in our home and in our community.
Go ahead, Sonny. And Sonny, it's so apropos today because of what's going on in the sporting community. And I encourage everybody to, based on what you heard about Brian Sabian reaching out to you, you ought to read Ann Killian's comments about what's going on down in Santa Clara County. It's very unfortunate that some people are maybe too busy to get involved.
Well, it certainly is apropos. It's apropos today. It was apropos two decades ago.
Sure.
Unfortunately, it crosses every profession, class, race,
yep.
sexual orientation, and it's about leadership. And thankfully, the Giants not only are a class act team on the field, but the front office, they have contributed hundreds of thousands of dollars to violence prevention initiatives way back, not today. This is not a today issue.
It's just in the medulla oblongata of society today because of what's going on with all this media attention and videos. And it's almost
Absolutely.
Like we didn't realize it, or maybe it's not as stark until you see it for your own eyes. And I know you... This is what you do.
Absolutely. Every day, you know, again, the media is putting it up front and center, which is a sad it's sad thing.
Like, where have you been?
We don't want to exploit it, but my goodness, it's about time for people to wake up, and it has been for hundreds of years, unfortunately.
Yeah, sure.
So this is about leadership. This is about community participation. This is about everyone coming together to say enough is enough. We can get better. We have a violence prevention program in the jails where we teach men how to stop their violence before we release them from jail.
Yeah.
Now, is it easy? No. It's a lifelong process, but it's about a coalition of no-nonsense people who believe in people's ability to change. But it starts with accountability, and it starts with everybody participating.
Yeah, reality of a problem and realizing you have one. And being able to work through it. And that's always the thing with criminal law, is getting someone to understand that.
Well, you know that, Marty, seeing it every day. Marty and I met in the 80s in criminal justice, and every single day we see it. But it is. People can get better with a lot of hard work and good, no-nonsense leadership.
Absolutely. Hey, Esther Soler, one of the world's leading experts on violence against women and children, founder and president of Futures Without Violence and a longtime advisor to the Giants, will throw out the ceremony first pitch today. And I met Esther years ago when she worked in the DA's office counseling women who were victims of domestic violence. But what Esther has done with Futures Without Violence is educating men
Yes.
Which I really like, and I was lucky enough to go to that luncheon a couple of years ago and moderate Willie Mays and Joe Torre and myself on the stage talking about things that happened in their lives as they grew up around domestic violence. But talk a little bit about Esther and the program Futures Without Violence.
Esther is heroic. I've known her since the 80s as well. She dares to go in front of any audience to say enough is enough. Not only in a, it's not in a shameful way. It's about elevating the human spirit and getting people to be activists, tell the truth. And that's what Esta and her heroic staff does. That's what every single day counselors do in battered women's shelters. Futures Without Violence is one of the most incredible organizations. Thanks to Esta and her heroic staff, we have the VAWA, which is Violence Against Women Act, that was passed by our with the help of our vice president. It's about legislation, it's about activism, it's about behavior, it's about accountability, and it's about giving voice to survivor victims who normally do not have a voice within the criminal justice system, the media, and the like. But every single day we have these heroes. As I said, you know, we have teachers, counselors, working hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder. And our players. Our players are on the field, reowning role modeling, saying, enough is enough. We want you to look up to us in a pro-social way.
Boy, there's Sunny Schwartz with us, co-founder of Strike Out the Violence Day. And you say a lot of words. I'm serious, and I listen to them, but every word you say is important.
Oh, thanks,
and I know, you know, sometimes with the radio, it comes in and out, but if someone, and we'll play this again tonight, and it'll be on my page at KMBR.com and my website, loveofthegameproductions.com. Listen to it again, because every word you say is very important.
I appreciate
No,
that.
It is. It's very important. So you've been involved with the community fund.
Yes.
You're on the board. And
yes.
How are things going there?
Well, it's fantastic. Again, you put the board puts their money. The Giants Community Fund board really are activists, really care about our community, not only in dollars and cents, but volunteering. We have a violence prevention committee. We have a health care committee. We have an education committee. We have over close to 20,000 or more junior Giants. And we're teaching them not only baseball, but we're teaching them good citizenship. And that is beautiful.
Yeah.
These are going to be our role models of the future who hopefully will turn around this epidemic and live more of a pro-social life for generations to come. The Giants Community Fund is, I skipped those board meetings.
I like it.
It's fantastic.
And I'm not
fantastic.
On the board, but I love to participate in the program.
They're good-hearted people who believe so much in our community and people's ability to thrive and do the right thing.
Yeah, this is not a board where you get on the board and you have lunch, you know, and then you walk around, shake hands. These people actually do something.
It's not a Winthrop and Mortimer situation.
No.
Guys are sitting around talking pork bellies.
Not even close.
No. $1 in Winthrop, $1.
We roll around in the dirt and the good dirt and get really active
it's true.
In our community. In a multicultural community. We have Giants Community Fund in Nevada. We have it in Oregon.
Yeah.
We have it in Northern California. We may infiltrate in Southern California.
So this is all good stuff. And I'm glad to hear Brian Sabian initiated Strike
Sabian.
Out the Violence Day. And we have the 17th annual one today.
So Brian Sabian, Larry Bear, Stacy Slaughter, Shana Dom, Sue Peterson, so many people who are behind the scenes making this happen because they believe.
Yep.
They believe in the human spirit.
Yeah, and you know, it's important. And Pat, you brought it up, and you're so much more topical than I am and all this stuff because you're on those shows where they talk about it all the time with everything that's in the news today.
Nuts.
And it is. And this, then you have something like this, and you realize that it's been around for a long time. And there are ways to educate people
Absolutely.
To try to stop it.
Absolutely.
And that's the main thing.
And I'm looking at Sunny, and for folks that are not out here at the public house and on the patio, I can see the integrity and the passion in your face. It's really, I mean, it's true. And I respect you, where you're coming from.
That's because
so
she doesn't like the Dodgers.
Well, that's part of it. That's absolutely part of it. And it's going to be, as we say in California, a little good karma going on strike. We have, I think, our record is a winning record on strike on violence, by the way.
Let's continue that.
Absolutely.
All right, Sunny, thank you so much.
Very good.
My
always.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Sunny Schwartz. All right, more coming up right here. KMBR. Let's hear it for Sunny.
Doing
absolutely.
Good
job.
Good work.
Good job. More coming up on the Sports Leader.